Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Survivor. I'm upset. I'm bummed. I'm very sad about both people that went home in these last two episodes, especially Kendra. Very
I
sad.
know. I was rooting for her, not just because she was who I have in the pool. But I just really liked her. So,
Thought
yeah,
you had her
definitely
in the
bummed.
pool.
Yeah, so
I
I
had
only have.
Kelly, but which sucks too.
I didn't realize you were like totally out then, right?
Yeah, I'm out,
Oh,
which is
man.
fine because I won last time, so it's okay. Yeah, because I had a quitter, right? Didn't Brandon quit?
Kind of
Well,
quit.
kind of. He actually was voted out, I think. There's so many people that quit at the beginning. I'm over here not even. That's right. But no, I really loved Kendra for the show, and just she seemed like a really cool person. Added a layer of drama. I'm also really over this four, the D and Julie, Austin. I can't think of what Napoleon Dynamite's name is right now, but
Drew, that's
Drew.
he's the one person I have left and I'm
Oh,
not.
well, that might be good for you. That might be good for
I
you.
just don't really care for him that much.
Yeah, I'm getting the same. Like, I feel the same about him that you felt about. Like, you were so against. I can't even think of what his name is either. Young guy from like last season who was
Oh,
lying about his
the
age.
18-year-old, yeah, I can't
18
remember his
year
name
old.
either.
Yeah. I every time he talks, I'm so annoyed. I just don't want him to do well in the game. Even though Austin's the one who has most of the advantages and whatever, I still there's just something about Drew that I am just so annoyed by.
I think the way Austin talks to people, I like a little more.
Yeah, like maybe Drew just comes off a little arrogant, even to people. Especially like he knows he's in a good spot, and I don't think he's wearing it well. Where Austin is a little bit more savvy and hides it a little bit better. I don't know. I don't think that any of the four of them are doing a good job of hiding, but Emily is really annoying me. Okay. I do think it was probably okay for her game to whatever side with this four, but at the same time, you're smart enough to realize that those four are talking. Like the conversation, the reason why Drew came to you and was like, wait, I thought it was this because I talked to so and so and so and so, you know, that should have clicked for her to try to use this as a time to get rid of one of them. But instead, she kind of went with whatever she was. I don't know. I just think it was a bad idea.
This like loyalty, like, well, they saved me once, okay, but you know, when it comes down to final four, none of them are taking you. Like
Not even Final Four. They are Final Four. So when it comes to the
they're
final,
cutting
yeah,
you.
you're cut at five if you're lucky. You don't think that they're going to want to get rid of you before then?
And you're not even really with Austin and Drew. You're not in the conversation. They're telling you, hey, this is what happened, or this is what we're going to do. They're not asking your opinion and forming the plan with them. You're the afterthought where they're like, shit, well, we already know what we're doing with D and Julie. That's right. We got to tell Emily. Like, there's still time to, mix up this four core, but people got to open their eyes a little bit better.
Yeah, they're running out of time. Even though these twists do make it a pain and make it more tough because they keep splitting up how many people are vulnerable or how many people can vote or whatever,
That shit's
and
gotta
which
stop.
always benefits the majority alliance, which the majority alliance unfortunately is four people.
Well,
So
think of the twist that sent Siku home. Okay, if the whole tribe was together, there's not a chance he was voted out and not on the jury. The splitting up, I'm getting so sick of because it's ruining the game. Like, everyone, fans love this cast and they want to see them all voting and making a decision. I mean, Kendra got fucked over because half the people left didn't have a vote. So, and you don't get
You
a
know
vote
I hate
because
that shit.
you lost a challenge. Like, oh, and you could earn it back by a puzzle. I mean, was it
So
Couture? Was it
stupid.
Couture and Emily? Like, oh, I don't have a vote
Yeah.
because I can't solve a fucking math problem. I mean, it sucks. Like, they don't need to do shit like this to make the game exciting. The cast is exciting enough. We don't need these random other advantages and loss of votes. And it's getting into crappy Big Brother territory where they just do random twists just to fuck up the game.
Yeah, like that's what we want. No, you all made it an hour and a half so that we can see more of their camp life and get to know the players. Well, now we got to know them, but you're still filling up that extra little bit of time you have with Twist. I don't
Well,
need to see
and
that.
the core of Survivor that they used to always, harp on is your vote is your life in this game. Like, that's the only thing you're guaranteed is a vote. And now, for the last, what, five episodes, how many people haven't been able to vote? I mean, it's frustrating as a fan to watch because it's ruining a really good cast right now.
Yeah, especially when you have someone that does earn back their vote, Austin, who was not, didn't feel as much pressure as Keturah or Emily because he has everything. He has everything. He was going to be safe no matter what. So it's like he doesn't even care about his vote. Like Austin's playing on easy mode
Because he gets to.
and then you give him the chance to just earn his vote back. Like, I agree that you should give them all a chance to earn their vote back, but it's honestly just bullshit. Like, it should have been like, oh, you're telling everyone else that they're earning their vote back. And then the twist is actually, you never lost your vote. Do with this as you please. You know, let put it back into the person's hand on do they want to, tell people that they have their vote or not. Or why can't it be just a random, instead of losing your vote, you pull, there's three rocks or whatever, and each person gets something. And maybe one of those is you lost your vote. Like one out of the three losing their vote is so different than potentially three. All three of them. Like all three of them could have lost their vote. Two people lost their vote from that. Like that's bullshit.
And just think if Kendra did her or Jake did their shot in the dark, you'd have five people that didn't vote, or four people, which I don't mind the shot in the dark because you're making a risk to be safe or have a, I understand that, but the because you lost the immunity challenge. Okay, well, then now you're at risk. You don't lose your vote, so now you gotta earn it back, which I'm just sick of that shit. It's not fair at all.
No. And with a shot in the dark, it's like, yeah, I agree. It's not the worst thing for them to lose their vote. But also, why can't they have a shot in the dark where they don't lose their vote? And it's like their shot at being safe. I mean,
Well,
why?
it
You know, it's like you either way, you have to know. And it's honestly a little bit better if you are able to vote with people, put a vote out there, whatever. And make the and know that okay, it could be me though. Like I could play this shot in the dark, and it, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, like even if it was like how it is, so you're safe, not safe, you're safe with a vote, safe without a vote, something like that, I think would be cool
It's
because
like a
then
hidden immunity idol at that point, you know? But whatever. It's wild. I mean, it's fine. I understand I get the taking the vote away because it makes it a little bit more, but I feel like more people would have used their shot in the dark had they also had a vote. Because the
yeah,
whole point
because
is that you have people that think both. It's like, okay, But if I don't vote, it is me. You know, it's like if I don't vote, it's either me or someone else. And sometimes them just choosing not to vote, to do the shot in the dark could really be the one vote that is the reason why they are going home.
Yeah.
It's survivors thinking about all these twists. This cast is great, like you said, but whatever. What are your thoughts on Bruce? Because he was the major target from the, are they the Bellow Four? Is that what they call themselves? The
Think
red,
so.
because they were on the red, that Bellow. Yeah, that
Yeah.
sounds right.
I
That
mean,
was like their initial target until D, had to get her vengeance, which I get.
I mean, and some of these people, like an Austin or Drew, do you think they care about winning immunity when they've got five advantages between the two of them? They don't care.
And
Okay.
four votes.
Yeah. Bruce, one more week. Okay, we get someone else out. You know, it's there's I don't think they care as much. I really do hope Bruce does some reflecting on how he comes across, because he can be very condescending. Even the Survivor auction, luckily he won immunity because, again, another a loss of vote for that episode. But you can't play Survivor your own way totally. Like, you kind of have to step out of your comfort zone and learn to game a little bit. Just because
Yeah.
you're the provider of the tribe, people don't care about that anymore. They have 6 more days they need to last at this point. They don't need you.
Yeah. Like that's when you were building the shelter the first day. Like I just am hoping at some point I need for D and Julie to realize that they probably wouldn't win against Drew or Austin, and that getting people like even Bruce out might not be the best thing for them. Because I think that right now, the people that are getting out are better. It's actually better for Austin and Drew. Like Kelly was trying to do the all girls thing potentially. So was Kendra. Like, why would you all, like, I get it if you think like this is a strong four, we're gonna make it to four, but why would you want to go to four with those two? You know that with all the, not all the advantage, I don't think they know all the advantages, but they know some. They might know all now, but you know, they got those and they told each other first, and there's only a final three, maybe a two. What are you all like? You need to be thinking of other things. Like Julie has mentioned multiple times about, maybe going her own way without D. But I'm like, why go away from D? Like, no, D
Keep
to Julie,
D.
you two should stick together. You both could make an argument against each other. Like that would be
Yeah.
great. I'd be
And
totally fine with those two making it or winning. But I don't want to see a Drew or Austin final two.
modern Survivor is about making big moves for your resume. It's all about what your resume is. You blindside a Drew or an Austin, that's going to look a lot better to the jury than, sorry, Keturah, who's on the outs of everyone. Like, how is that a good move?
Or Jake.
Yeah,
Yeah.
or Jake, who, you know,
Who
you
did
just
play as
have.
Shot in the Dark doesn't even have that anymore, you know?
Yeah. Pick out a blindside of a big player. That's going to look better than, sorry, I would respect, oh, great. Yeah, you picked off someone who isn't aligned with anyone. It's just kind of playing a Sandra game, as long as it's not me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hopeful that Emily
Which
will
one before, but.
get back. Yeah, right. I would be interested to see if Emily gets, I don't know, like this could be good for her by giving that trust to Drew and Austin to hopefully maybe, because she does have enough guts about her to backstab. them, and bring up that four. But I think she just needs confirmation that it is all four of them. She knows that it's Austin and Drew and D, I think, but I don't know if she's really put Julie in with that yet or realize that it's a solid four. But I could see Emily being the one to do that. But I think that Bruce might be on to them too, but I think he's also just like, I just need to stay safe. And but I could see Jake, who I actually have grown to really enjoy. I was happy he was safe. I was also really like, I was laughing out loud when he said, when he was shocked and he saw Kendra's name. And he was like, reacted and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, damn, please,
Which
or something.
her reaction to her blind side, as much as I was bummed to see her go, like it was such a great, like real reaction, like completely blindsided, just very like raw emotion that like your shot at this $1 million is done. But she, I think, I mean, so far the jury, there's no duds. You gotta really, really convince these people because,
They're players.
yeah. Do you think Mr. Salesman Caleb is just gonna fall for anything new?
I'm so happy he made it to jury.
Yes.
But that's why I think like Emily seeing Caleb there, she's gonna need to do something. I think that that's like a reminder of you gotta play, you know? Like when she told Caleb and kept Caleb, like that was a huge move for her.
That got her this far, pretty much.
Yes, it did.
And she's got, I mean, she does have a great story. She legit was going to be voted out day one if Hannah didn't quit. And she's kind of just escaped, tribals. And the last couple of weeks, her name hasn't been mentioned once, which that's playing a good game. She realized the way she was playing. Nope, too strong. But she's got to make a big move, though.
Yeah, she can't. There's not enough time in this game now, ever before, but especially now, to like, this is not Big Brother. Like, it is Big Brother. Yeah, ride that four person alliance until day 60, you know, like day 50, but you got a few days left. Like, you can't be, you don't have time for that. So we'll see.
And that four, maybe minus Julie, are all pretty comfortable.
Too comfortable.
I think Julie kind of knows she's on the
She,
bottom
yeah,
of
I
those.
like
And
Julie.
say, I mean, she's what her and Bruce, it's been down between her and Bruce the last two
Yeah.
challenges. Awesome.
She's got that body type perfect for these challenges too. But oh, it's the Reba four because it Reba red, I was thinking Reba like the Reba McEntire. Yeah, Reba four. Not Bello. I don't know which one's Bello, but that might not even been a name. No, I really like Julie a lot, and I think that she's been the one out of the four of them to reflect on her personal game the most, it seems like. D seems a way too into working with the boys, like Drew and Austin, like a pick me. I like her. But I'm like, why are you
Cut
so
these boys. They
they're
are
like
not going to see it
ditty?
coming. Cut them.
Yeah, I know they're all so comfortable. And it's like, you know, all of the idols that they have. And now Austin has two idols because
And
he his amulet turned into
is
a full
wild.
idol, which is ridiculous.
Well, and if I'm dear Julie, those two boys are gonna take themselves over you two any day. They're too much of bros. It's a bromance, whatever you want to call it. They aren't taking you to the end. So you need
No.
to cut them before they cut you.
Yep. So you love the auction. What were some of your highlights on the auction? Or what did you think about this auction? This auction was different than it usually is.
I like that they all, it was kind of fun to see them run around to look for different amounts because it's how hard you played for it. Everyone, all the money was fair game for anyone. The different amounts was fun. Again, the twist with the no vote, but it kind of makes people play the game a little bit. I was happy that there was no hidden advantages or anything because I just liked the food. Granted, I thought all the the food looked like shit, but
I did.
a bowl of candy, like that's all you could do. I will say I like Julie's that she got like the toothbrush and
Yeah,
mouthwash.
that's
Like that probably
funny.
felt so good after
Oh my
however many
goodness, I
days they've
couldn't
been
even
gone.
imagine. Yeah, I didn't like that they had to search for their money. And I
Did
didn't think it was really that fair because weren't there different amounts in different spots? Or was it all the same amount in every spot and you?
different like little things had different amounts and
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think that everyone should have just been given their set amount. I like the fact that it's like, I don't like that it's lose a vote, but there should have been some type of punishment for, you know, who
a
has the, you know,
Disadvantage at the immunity, like
disadvantage. Yes.
you get
Yes.
added because it was something with like your half your weight when you started or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
you should have had a percentage added on
Yeah. Yeah. To
because they've done
encourage
that before.
everyone
They've done shit like that before where
yeah.
you know.
But the vote, like that is so large of a again, for the reasons we already mentioned a million times. But I just felt like I liked trying to get everyone to use the auction. But did I miss? Did he say that, hey, there will be no advantage, it's only food? Or
Think
because I
so.
don't, okay, because I don't
I'm
remember.
pretty sure he
Like he
did.
said it at the end, like this is the last one. So, and I think people were waiting for like an advantage.
I think that's why they went away with the
Yeah, because some people weren't
auction
eating.
because they were just waiting for advantage.
Yeah.
So.
Which I think it would be cool to start having it where. I mean, I miss like the hidden advantages, you know, like
Where it's
during.
like on your plate, you have to like you're eating a plate of
Yeah, and
something
you have
and
to try to move it. Like it's like underneath it, like you could feel it or
it's
something,
they used to do
or
that at like the
a
merge
clue.
fees
Yeah, that's
where
what I'm thinking about. All
no
yeah, or any
or
of those rewards they would have
it's
it, you know?
yeah it's at a post during the challenge that you have to
Yeah.
grab or whatever. Yeah.
It would be nice if it were, I don't know. It'd be also cool if maybe just some of them had just like a card with it. And but you just don't like every and you can check it later and read it and it's an advantage. Or it's just clues to find an advantage. I like there being advantages in here. I just don't like them having to spend the money on an advantage. Like I want it to be with some food. I also absolutely hate when they give stupid eyes or whatever. Like, I don't like that. Like, I
Well, especially
understand you
because
got to throw
that's
something in there,
the
but not
only one
that.
that they did out of all of them.
Yeah, I'm like, really?
Pretzels and beer, salty. Like your mouth is going to be so dry after drinking beer and a plate of or a bowl of pretzels. And the one that, you know, Keturah had to vote for or choose between it, the eye or the other bowl. The other bowl was a thing like candy. I'm like, fuck, I wouldn't want that either after
Yeah.
not eating real food for that many days. I don't want some
Or like the whole
candy.
cake. Like, no, thank you. But that's why it's like, okay, some are way better than the other. Like, just make it all food that are edible, you know, edible foods. And yeah, you can keep the candy, whatever. Lose the eyes, you
Or
know? Like,
yeah, or even if they do like a new sweat, like a new thing
oh,
of
like,
clothes,
yeah, luxury
you know
item.
how good that would
Yeah.
feel to like
That's a
put
good,
on not dirty
yeah.
clothes.
Or pay, not pay, like pay for it. I was gonna say not pay, no, just they are paying auction for like a shower or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's weird
they
they used
just could
to
do
do
better.
stuff like that, but
Yeah, I feel like they did. I don't know what's gotten they are doing the most. Not pleased,
or
but
just get
whatever.
the sponsor from
Yeah, put
Applebee's.
it back to Applebee's. Where,
Applebee's.
yeah, was it Applebee's? And did they also do Outback?
I think so, like early
So
on.
funny, so funny.
I love a good product
And they had their
placement.
big baked potatoes and their steaks. I'm like, damn, that does look. I'll hit up at Applebee's or Outback. Yeah, but anyway, I'm excited for this next episode. I hope we get some fractures in the Reba 4. I hope people are going to start going after them. I honestly don't remember seeing the preview. So, did you?
No,
Yeah.
I watched it late too, so like I don't even remember
Yeah.
it.
But I mean, it'll be here soon, so just 2 days, and it's almost over, actually. I
I
mean,
know.
we probably just have like a few four, I don't know, three, four more episodes. I don't know.
I bet you it goes probably that Wednesday before Christmas, I would think.
Yeah. Like not even like I would say like a month left of
Yeah.
Survivor. It'll probably go until the end of that reindeer games, that stupid dumbass show that CBS is having. Don't watch it, y'all. Don't watch it. I'm not watching it.
Well,
which will is only like 2 or 3 weeks long. So
I saw like a theory, I don't know how true it is, that this reindeer games is kind of pushing to see how many people will watch it so that they don't have to do the live feeds anymore.
Yeah,
So
I
that's why
don't
I will
know.
not
I'm not even gonna
watch
test
it.
that. Yeah, no. But anything else?
No, we are still rehashing Real Housewives of Salt Lake City,
Woo-hoo.
Southern Charm, which there was not a new one last week because of Thanksgiving. We
Yeah,
will
I was
also,
bummed. I was like,
yeah, I know.
where's the on Friday? I was like, where's the new Southern Charm?
I know, Thanksgiving, my dad was like, there's no House of Villains on tonight. I was like, and no Southern Charm. He's like, there's no Southern Charm either. I was like, no.
Not House of Villains.
Yeah. Which if you guys are not watching that, you have to.
Is
It
Bobby
is
Light
great.
still on there? Because I haven't watched the last two episodes. I haven't watched
Yes.
since. Okay, good. I love Bobby
Yes.
Lights. I'm a Bobby Light stan from Love and Hip Hop, and his he has like a new I Love New York like show on
Okay.
Love whatever show, which is hilarious on Zeus. That's completely unedited and great. Highly
Okay.
recommend, y'all. It's called Bobby I Love You Purr. Y'all gotta watch it.
Yes.
Anyway, but yeah, so those, yeah, we're rehashing
And in
those. Yeah.
like a week-ish, Southern Hospitality, which is a Southern Charm spin-off, which I do think we'll be rehashing.
It looks like it's gonna be good. Have you been seeing some of the previews?
Yes, I love it. Was like a decent, but you could tell rough first season, and these people are they're Bravo ready now, so
They are coming for it. Like, you know that they're
as
like,
they should.
we are coming for the crown. We need this. We see how these shows take off. We finna take off. And
This
I'm
is like
it looks like we're gonna have a breakup right away. I'm excited.
early days of VPR where they all were still working at the restaurant and bartending and all of that. And so much of the drama was work related. So I'm
Yeah.
really excited.
Yeah, and these people actually work. And it's cool because it's a different kind of work that we're not used to seeing, like the club promoting and all of that. Like, I don't understand that lifestyle, but it seems like they're hustlers is what it seems like. So
Yes.
that's so exciting. I keep forgetting, but
Which,
yes, that is so soon.
speaking of, did you hear that Danielle and the one dude from Southern Charm have been hanging out, or Southern Hospitality been hanging out? Oh, what's his name?
The two name Joe, it starts with a P,
Joe
right?
Bradley, is that his
Joe
name?
Bradley. Yeah, Joe Bradley. Really? He's a lot
Yeah.
younger, isn't he? I mean, not like it's
I guess they
inappropriate,
had
but
some they had some fun at BravoCon, and he was in the audience for her Watch What Happens Live.
What? I missed that. I haven't been watching Winter House. I get bored by it. It's
It's a
not
hit or
that
miss.
good. Yeah, I'm excited. We're gonna definitely rehash that market. We're rehashing Southern Hospitality. But yeah, so we're gonna rehash Ross and Salt Lake City tonight, which I'm really excited about. So that will
Yes.
be posted with this one. But anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.